the AARO, which was apparently set up in July. I miss this one. Your morning team here on WSGWU with Charlie, Denise, and Pat. It is the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office.
The AARO. Never heard of it.
Okay, good. I'm not the only one. Apparently it was set up in July, and it's responsible for not only tracking unidentified objects in the sky, but also underwater or out into space itself beyond the sky, or potentially objects that have the ability to move from one domain to the next. That's what the AARO does.
Missed so that this one completely. Amphibious vehicles that can go from outer space into the sea and back again.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Apparently on Friday, a report was released from the AARO, which, by the way, you're going to love this. The office director, his name is Sean Kirkpatrick.
Please. Perfect.
You got to be kidding me.
Absolutely perfect. Captain Kirk.
The office was set up not only to examine the question of whether there's extraterrestrial life, but also because of the security risk posed by so many encounters with unknown flying objects by military installations or military aircraft. And Kirkpatrick says one of the reasons that some of the additional reports might be coming in is because the department has done what they could do to destigmatize reporting potential encounters from people that might otherwise not say anything because they don't want to be looked at like being like, you know, really?
Yeah, right.
So that's why they think they're getting more reports. But apparently on Friday they had some kind of update. But I never heard of the AARO.
No.
I never heard of that either.
Again, the All Domain Anomaly Resolution. The only thing I remember from this past year is when they changed, the unidentified flying objects to unidentified aerial phenomenon?
Right.
Yeah.
They're UFOs.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Still doesn't fly with me. Anyway,
very nice.
Just want to make sure you're aware that apparently a report has been issued, and apparently there is an AARO office, so we could be hearing more in the future from these phenomenons that could not only be tracked in the sky, underwater, but also in space. Stay tuned. I want to hear more from Mr. Kirkpatrick. We'll invoke a few other Star Trek names. We'll let it go at that right now.